everybody, it's Ted DiBiase, the Million Dollar Man. And if you want to have a priceless experience, then you'll stay tuned to Mega Powers Radio. And remember, everybody's got a price for the Million Dollar Man.
What's shaking, Mega Maniacs? It is Monday night of December 21st. I believe this is the winter solstice, the longest night of the year. And you are joining us here live at Mega Powers Radio Studios for the most interactive post-RAW experience available, the RAW Post Show here on Mega Powers Radio. We're excited to talk to all y'all because tonight was not a very exciting show. It was the Slammy Awards edition of Raw, and it seems like this is becoming tradition every year. They get so invested in these awards that they kind of forget to have a good show. We had a good show last week after a series of long, boring Raws. Could they turn it around? No, they flubbed it back this week. So we're back on the train of talking about what's making us upset with this. I'm going to be returning my segment where I'm talking about things specifically that pissed me off about Raw. We're going to talk about who won the Slammy Awards tonight and a couple small things they did throughout the show. We're also going to be inviting you, the listener, all throughout the evening to be giving your thoughts, your opinions, pose questions to us about tonight's show and whatever else is going on in the world of wrestling. I'll tell you how you can do that in just a moment. But first, let me tell y'all how you can support the Raw Post Show and Mega Powers Radio. The number one way is by finding us on Patreon. Just search for Mega Powers Radio on there, and it's for as little $1 a month you can support Mega Powers Radio and continue bringing you cool content like the Raw Post Show, the Daceman Show, All Talk Show, pay-per-view post shows, NXT post shows, all of these things we're doing, getting you involved and us freshly to your ears right away. People really dig the live experience, and we're happy to bring it to you, but it is tough to do, especially ad-free, so your generous donations can help us continue doing that. If you can't spare the change, though, please support us by joining us live every single week. We're live following Raw. We're also available on archive means, iTunes, Stitcher, YouTube, TuneIn, anywhere podcasts are generally found. If you're on those places, leave us a rating and review. It helps us climb the charts. And that is all the stuff I got to throw at you for now. As I said, we're going to be inviting you to join us all throughout the show. You can join us via the phone line, area code 760-512-7247. We also have the chat room on the Blog Talk Radio page. Shout out to the cool cats who got here early. We got --T--.
Crichton.
Okay, interesting name there. Kaylin Ferris, Silent Wind of Doom, Wazili, and Listener 88. Where the hell did you go? He was there a second ago. I think he went to go try to change his name. He was talking about how he wanted to do that. I like Listener 88. It's like we had 88 listeners. 88 is the best one, though.
Yeah, I don't know. First 87 were pretty good.
They were pretty good. I mean, 83 was kind of weird.
Oh, well, that's where it sort of like started to dip down. And then, you know, like Star Wars, it kind of came roaring back.
Yeah, I mean, that whole thing with the clown.
I'm looking forward to Listener 89.
I think we brought this joke to the ground already.
Yeah, well, it's not as far into the ground as Raw was tonight. It was an abysmal show, I gotta say. The Slammy segments were not fun. Everything else that happened was pretty inconsequential. It's all stuff we've seen before. It was a tough 3 hours of television to watch. Let me introduce the panelists that we're going to get this show started off with right now. My name is Mike Payton. I'm joined by Tony Mango and Drew White.
You said that tonight's the longest night of the year. This Raw felt like the longest Raw of the year.
God damn, it did, didn't it? I literally looked at my clock thinking that I was going to have to, you know, put on Skype and start getting this all set up and whatever in the next 5 minutes. And I saw that it was 9:45. Like, God damn it. There's over an hour left.
So I actually just cut the cable of my cable box. because my new fancy smart TV actually has a Time Warner cable app, so I can watch all the television right from there. So I'm like, oh, sweet. I can bring this box and the remote that may make me pay for monthly. They charge you for the remote. Mm-hmm. It's ridiculous. So I'm going to bring those back. And in its place, I put this really old-fashioned, like, mantelpiece clock that's actually got, like, the hands. And so now I'm, like, trying to get adjusted to watching that while I was watching Raw tonight. And I was looking at it a lot. So I got fully comfortable with how to look at that clock there is the point of the story I'm getting to here.
This was just... that clock was probably so much more entertaining than Raw.
It is a pretty nice clock.
Does it have like Mickey Mouse hands, or is it just like
No. This is a fancy clock.
Okay.
So it's got those fancy ass glove hands, you know.
It's got racing glove hands. Well, I like to ask you guys, what's the number one thing you took away tonight, Tony? What's it for you?
Well, I guess if I want to kind of toot my own horn, the 2015 Smarkout Moment Awards are going to be a hell of a lot more entertaining than this was.
I sure hope so.
I promise it will be.
We'd have to bomb pretty bad for it to be. Well, we also got to ask Drew, what's the number one thing you took away?
Santino, so happy you retired.
I was expecting you to say, so happy he's back.
Yeah, I thought you were going to say you're happy to see him, and I was like, he was not fun to watch tonight. I don't know.
No, I remember last year, Raw after Survivor Series, I was there, and he was promoting Jingle All the Way 2. I believe that was the one with him and Larry the Cable Guy. It was fucking abysmal. Santino in 2012, when he almost won the World Heavyweight Championship, good. I like that Santino. Santino every once in a while. Nah, get the shit out of here.
In the chat room, we got Silent Wind of Doom saying, let's not talk about Raw. Let's talk about Star Wars instead. That sounds fun.
Yo, how good was Star Wars?
This Star Wars so cool. We already spent a good 3 or so hours talking about Star Wars. Mm-hmm. Maybe it wasn't that long, but it was really long. And Fanboys Anonymous, go and check that movie review there. We go really in-depth, talk about each character individually, talk about all the major plot points, what we think might be coming in the future of the series. So if you want to hear us talk Star Wars... that's the place to check that out. But I will just say, fucking, I loved it. Mm-hmm. Awesome, awesome movie. I want to avoid any spoilers on this show just in case anyone's listening, because this is not the Star Wars place. But I will recommend anyone to go check it
this
out.
This is not the Star Wars post show. That's for damn sure.
Yeah.
It's a shame. I would have had so much more excitement if I would have done a post show after that. All pumped up. Did you see this part? Did you see that part? Instead of, did you see that part? See that part?
You know, if I get the station to where I can run anytime I want, we could do movie post shows like that.
Well, you'd have to see it at the same time.
Yeah, we'd all go to like midnight releases.
Or, you know, the 7 o'clock releases nowadays.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, then we could do the show at midnight. So then that could be like the gimmick. That's the new midnight.
Ah, look at that. We're birthing a new show here on the air. kill it. It's loud and annoying and probably vomits all over the place. I don't like kids.
This show, where do we even begin? Usually I like to grab one big story. I guess the story tonight was Roman Reigns pissing off Stephanie McMahon at the top of the show. Stephanie was in the ring, welcoming the crowd, saying how prestigious the Slammy Award ceremony is. That's actually one of the recurring lines they had throughout this whole night. This is the most prestigious awards program on television. The Slammy Awards.
I keep telling yourself that.
Yeah, this is greater than the Emmys, the Grammys, the Golden Globes.
Now, see, what was happening is every time that they said it was the most prestigious awards on television, really, really faintly in the background, really low, and, of course, on screen, because they need to put it up on screen, really, really tiny, and, like, the opacity is ridiculous, it says, right now. The most prestigious thing on TV at the moment. That's how they get away with it. There's some guy in the background. Okay. He's like, the most prestigious awards show on television right now.
I think I only had my TV on the 720 setting, so maybe you had to have it on that 1080 to catch that.
No, the 8K.
Oh! I guess only Drew has that going on then.
Nah, I have like the 24K at this point. Interesting.
Oh, Listener 88's back. He's having internet problems. Well, good to have you back, Listener 88. Yeah, so Roman Reigns comes out and interrupts Stephanie while she's out there. She basically just tells him to leave over and over. He refuses to. And this goes on for like 4 minutes. Mm-hmm. This was so repetitive and annoying. And the crowd was not helping. Oh. Damn it. Why did you have to like feed them on with something like that? Just let them get it over with so Raw could actually start. And then this set Stephanie McMahon pissed off for the whole entire night, where she's saying she's going to take out her revenge on Roman Reigns' crew. She puts the Usos into a handicap match. She puts Dean Ambrose into a steel cage match. And oh boy, what a surprise. What do you know? Neither of them work out. The Usos overcome the odds in a handicap match, which is another recurring problem that WWE tends to have. And Dean Ambrose wins the steel cage match in the main event.
Well, all shucks.
Well, damn, so much was accomplished tonight.
What a terrible opening, though. I mean, come on. How many times do you need to do this whole, like, leave, just leave, leave, leave? You want to leave? Just leave. Come on, dude, leave.
You know, like, if we were in a different era where cussing could be a little bit more lenient, this could have been a lot better. But this PG era thing definitely did not help out this segment, because it was just the same thing, like Tony said, just over and over and over again.
I don't think throwing a couple F-bombs would have helped it.
The concept itself
was ridiculous, because I got to a point where I was just like, can you fucking leave, Roman? Because I want to start Raw. Like, I don't care where this is going to lead. Just do something or other. Like, we already spent a whole lot of time getting through all these different awards on the pre-show, which nobody watched, I'm assuming. You could have spent this time doing another couple of the awards instead of just rambling on about nonsense.
Selling with the Doom bringing up a good point. Can we mention Roman Reigns calling Stephanie a child? Meanwhile, Roman Reigns is doing nursery rhymes and Looney Tune references.
Don't forget about the tater tots.
See, Stephanie's a child, and he's all grown up.
I see what you did there. All right. Well, with that, I think we can go ahead and start opening up the phone lines. We're going to take on our first caller there from the 573 area code. Caller from 573, you're live on the Raw Post Show on Mega Powers Radio. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
My name is Kendrick. I was calling to let you guys know that John and JD are some really good people, and I heard that you guys wronged them. And I think that you guys are pieces of shit, and you guys can fuck off.
Okay.
Oh. Cool, man. Thanks. Anything else?
Justin Bieber's awesome.
Cool.
Well, you just ruined your credibility.
Was anybody expecting to hear kind of like the same thing with Stephanie? It was just fuck off. Just fuck off. Just fuck off. Can you fuck off?
I want to do this thing where you fuck and get off. Yeah.
So who was that? Brian Kendrick?
I wasn't paying attention.
I'm pretty sure there's like a Belieber or a Bieber S character in ROH now, because I saw people tweeting about it earlier before Raw.
How are you gonna tell people to fuck off and then be like, yeah, Justin Bieber's awesome? Well,
bash shame and punt.
Glad we aren't on your good side then. Well, he was talking about how we apparently wronged some people, and what do you know, we have those people on the line too. So here's what I'm gonna do. We have Mr. Kendrick there, whatever the fuck his name was, along with JD and Jeff. I'm going to give these guys one final chance to say their piece. Okay?
Go for it.
Only because Raw was so bad tonight, I have nothing else interesting to bring up tonight.
We'll call it a Christmas gift.
A Christmas gift to them.
Spirit of giving.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're good people. See?
All right. So here we go. I'm going to bring them on one at a time here. Da, 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 da. All right, fellas, y'all there?
Yeah. I'm still. You want to know something, Kaden? You got it.
Oh, sorry, guys. Time cow says we don't have enough time for you, so we're not going to be able to hear whatever it is you had to say. Well, guess we're going to have to keep moving on here talking about Raw. Fellas, the Slammy Awards was the big theme that we had tonight. They gave out awards for LOL Moment of the Year, OMG Moment of the Year, Match of the Year, Diva of the Year, Superstar of the Year. They opened up the voting through the app over the last number of years, and they did some things different this year where they included Twitter and Facebook and
Instagram too, right? Didn't they do some Instagram?
Did they have Instagram?
I think that they did.
How do you vote for people via Instagram?
No, just like a picture. I'm assuming you just like a picture.
I don't know. Yeah, that might be it. Like, they have like five different pictures up, and it's like whoever gets the most likes, favorites, or what do they call those? The little heart thing?
Hearts? But loves?
Gloves, maybe.
The totally want to bang this chick, so I'm going to give a heart to her picture, whatever that thing would end up being.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's basically what it is, right?
Yeah, exactly. So, any surprises on this one? I know what we had here. Match of the year was Undertaker versus Brock for Hell in a Cell. Can't really argue that one too much for what their logic is.
Mm-hmm. I disagree. This was kind of one of those things where, like, I disagreed with votes here and there, but at the same time, none of them were, like, super shocking and, like, what the hell kind of, like, Brock and Taker, that wasn't a great match to me.
I will
but
say,
I, you know, I kind of saw that people would be voting for it.
They did.
Well, I don't think votes actually counted for shit. I think everything was done to give the winners to whatever most supported their narrative. And I think there were so many supreme examples of this in the way some of these award presentations were pulled off that there's no way that they could have been legit.
See, I think that they're more legit and they just kind of keep, like, the script very loose. And they know ahead of time what's winning. Like, what, just like the polls and stuff. So if they see that, like, I don't know, like, Roman Reigns won Extreme Moment of the Year for the beating up Triple H. Well, they didn't even do that on the show. So if they weren't planning on doing anything with Roman Reigns about that, then maybe that's why they did it on the pre-show. Just, like, get it out of the way, you know?
Well, one of the things that they did do on the pre-show that recurred onto the main show was the Tag Team of the Year scandal that, Usos, two-time champs. Yeah.
And that's, like, if the Usos would have lost that, New Day could have come out and cut a promo about how they totally deserved to win instead of how they totally deserved to win and didn't. You know? There's flexibility.
Well, let's keep going over some of these other ones. We had the This Is Awesome Award went to The Rock and Ronda Rousey for their interaction with Stephanie and Triple H at WrestleMania this year.
I understand that. What was the other, I don't know, nominees?
It was Lesnar destroys J&J's car, Randy Orton counters the curb stomp into an RKO, the Divas Revolution begins, and the Shield briefly reunites with a triple power bomb on Randy Orton.
That curb stomp RKO thing is actually one of my favorite moments of the year, so I'm glad that it's getting some spotlight, as they would say on the streets.
And see, like,
no, that's not what they say in the streets at all.
Damn.
Your streets behind. But see, with that one, The Miz just said, I accept it on their behalf, and then they moved to the next segment. So there wasn't, like, The Rock came out, and it was like, oh, well, he had to have won that, or else why would he be on the show? Like, you know what I mean?
Well, I also think they would just want to have a profile of The Rock and Ronda Rousey doing something in the company.
Mm-hmm.
Son of the Doom saying, lots of no one there to accept tonight. Absolutely correct. Yeah. There was a number of these awards. The crowd got very sick of it eventually.
You could have had John Cena just show up one week and have him announce as he won an award that he's going to return tomorrow or next Monday.
No, man, he's still on his vacation time.
Fuck. To be honest with you, I actually thought he wasn't going to return until around the Rumble, so I'm glad to see that the U.S. Open Challenge is coming back.
Well, I don't think
they said anything about the U.S. Open Challenge.
I know, but if Cena wins the title back, then it's almost a given. Hope so, at least.
Did they even say that it's for the title?
It's not for the title.
It's not? Oh, my. Why not?
Yeah, I don't remember them saying U.S. titles on the line.
Check your damn facts, Drew.
Damn. I guess I should. Fuck me. Yeah.
He just listens to what they say on the streets instead.
Yeah. My street cred is at a low right now, so very depressed.
All right. Well, we had R-Truth out presenting the Diva of the Year. And they did a whole allusion to the Steve Harvey thing that went down at the beauty pageant. If you missed that, Steve Harvey accidentally announced the wrong person to win the Miss Universe pageant. So for this, R-Truth announced Paige. And then I was like, oh, no, I'm mistaken. Sorry, it's actually Nikki Bella.
That was pretty good.
It's kind of expected. Yeah. It was a cute nod. But then this turned into this whole, like, love story. Like, Nikki says, no, Paige, I need you to stay out here. And Nikki talks about how inspirational the whole Divas division is and how great all the women are and strong female role models and yada, yada, yada. God.
She came just shy of saying, and my favorite character in Star Wars is Rey, and Jessica Jones was the best TV show on television in 2015, and just going with all of it, you know what I mean?
And she's just going to return with, like, a Furiosa look.
Shit, she needs to return wearing that dress that she wore today.
I don't think she can wrestle in that.
I don't care.
Yeah. We had Bo Dallas out dressed up as Santa Claus. Okay. To award the surprise return of the year, which went to Sting.
Who didn't show up.
That would have been a surprise.
Yeah, that would have been more surprising than when he actually did the whole thing with Seth Rollins.
Maybe it's not as fixed as what Peyton thinks it is. I don't know. Still, it's dumb.
Mm-hmm. How dumb was the Bo Dallas thing in general, though? Like, they didn't do anything with it at all. He comes out, he pretends to be Santa, he's throwing nothing out to the crowd, and then he just leaves. It's like,
all right. He just pulls down the beer like, hey, I got you guys, I'm actually Bo Dallas.
Justin Bieber's awesome. Like, why didn't they have Mick Foley do something with him? Or why didn't they have, like, one of the baby faces do something? Like, fucking Titus O'Neil could have came out and been like, yo, what the fuck? And just beat the shit out of him.
Yeah, remember when Stone Cold stunnered Santa at Tribute to the Troops?
Yeah, something, like anything. Instead, it was just like, I'm actually Bo Dallas. The award is for Sting. Sting's not here. Let's go on to the next match. Imagine if the Oscars did that.
Oh, gosh. Maybe they do. I don't know. I don't watch the Oscars.
The Oscars have been pretty bad the past couple of years, but not as bad as the Slammy Awards.
Well, yeah.
Although I'd rather watch Bo Dallas than Ellen. So.
Yeah.
This next one we had was Mark Henry presenting the Coca-Cola Hero in All of Us Award, basically rewarding the person who did the most charitable work throughout the year. So people who participated in the Make-A-Wishes, the Susan G. Komens, Be a Star, all those things. And surprise, surprise, John Cena wins.
A part of me thought that they would give it to Titus O'Neil since they did the Father of the Year thing. They were playing that up a lot during the summer.
Yeah, John Cena is always number one, though.
Yeah, that sucks. Too bad he wasn't there to accept it.
Yeah, that was another weird thing. Mark Henry's like, well, he's not here, but you got me. And people are like, eh. I like Mark Henry, but I was feeling bad for him at that point.
He held it. You know, and then he gave that whole speech about how they don't do it for awards. They do it out of the kindness of their own hearts. Mm-hmm. So that was cool. Mark Henry is a consummate professional.
Mark Henry's awesome. Cheer for him more.
Well, someone who didn't get any cheers at all was when Stephanie McMahon came out to give the Superstar of the Year award. Based off the first segment that she had of the night, she was being booed heavily by this crowd. What I was surprised was that the winner of this was Seth Rollins.
Ooh.
And another surprise, he was there. Came out on crutches, but Seth Rollins limped his way to the podium, gave a very passionate Seth Rollins speech, including his trademark Seth Rollins laugh.
His hearty chuckle.
And promises to redesign himself and come back in 2016 and reclaim what he never lost.
This might have been the best speech in segment of the night.
Oh, it's definitely the best acceptance speech of the whole night.
Yeah. Glad that he wanted to, and not like Roman Reigns or some of the other people they had. I think Seth Rollins, he even mentioned it that he never lost a title, so he had to give it up. But good thing. Good thing.
Straight to the top when he comes back.
Hopefully. Fuck.
Oh, yeah. He's going to come back, and he's going to go right after whoever's champion. Mm-hmm.
And
who is likely going to be Roman Reigns, too.
Think so?
Mm. Depending on how many other injuries we have, of course. Yeah.
He got a fairly positive reaction from the crowd tonight.
Yep.
Thank God. He's a good guy.
Okay. We had our OMG moment of the year presented by Paul Heyman. Went to Kalisto for his crazy stunt in the TLC match with Jimmy or Jey Uso with the Selena Del Sol off the top of the ladder.
Yeah, how badass was Paul Heyman looking when he was coming out to that theme?
It's because he usually doesn't have any theme.
Right, but he was like all walking with swag. It's kind of like, yeah, I'm the shit. It's like, dude, Paul Heyman looks like a tougher person than like so many other people in the roster. That's pretty ridiculous.
For a short, fat Jew that's mostly bald.
What was the line that
by his own admission
on the podcast?
There's more than
about
one.
Paul Heyman being Jewish. What was it? Gotta feed the Jew, remember. I think he said.
Is that the Stone Cold podcast?
Yeah.
I don't even.
don't there should just be lyrics to it or something.
Yeah, I got nothing on that. Sure, that's fine for Kalisto getting it. I really don't know what else I would have put for that anyway. It is kind of weird they've had two Slammies that went to something that just happened on TLC.
That just shows that at the end of the year they were like, ah, crap, we gotta do stuff. I would have given it to Seth Rollins cashing in. That was much more shocking, I think. Yeah.
But that's no bad thing on the Kalisto Selena Del Sol, because that was a fucking incredible moment. So
yeah,
I think Seth Rollins cashing in would be my, ooh, I don't know what that was. That was my vote to win it, if I ever voted.
Well, Peter brought it up in the Mega Maniacs. He said WWE really should have a distinction between oh my god and shocking. Because oh my god could be like, oh my god, that was awesome. And then you start getting into the that was awesome. Or it could be oh my god, shocking. And it could be just shocking, but not oh my god. Like, a little bit weird.
Was unnecessary. Was it this is awesome award on the main show, or was that a pre-show?
I think that was a main show.
Fuck, I don't even remember that. Yeah.
The This Is Boring chant was on the main show, that's for sure.
Main event, too.
We had our LOL moment of the year, which was presented by a returning Santino Marella. Not returning for good, but just making an appearance on the show to present the LOL because he was always a comedy man. Not very funny tonight, though. In fact, the last number of years for Santino, I never found him very funny. So I was not particularly excited to see him return tonight. It's just like, oh... Hi, Santino.
What do you mean? He adds an S to a couple extra words.
Yeah. The word goes to R-Truth for that time he came out on Raw, cutting a speech about how he thinks he's going to be the winner of the Money in the Bank match when he wasn't even in it.
So I'm glad that one won.
Yeah. That was a good nod to it. Santino tries to run away with the trophy himself, but R-Truth comes out and chases him. Hopefully, I think he got it back. I think that's what he said.
Yeah, he brought it back later on.
Thank God. Fuck Santino.
Yeah.
Very glad this won, though. That was actually one of the few times this year that they did something that was intentionally funny that made me laugh.
A lot of times it is R-Truth. I forget if I posted in the Mega Maniacs. There was a funny video of... they did on .com after Raw went off the air of R-Truth going and stealing Vince McMahon's limo.
That happened. That's awesome.
Yeah.
You know, R-Truth is a very underrated guy. Not the best wrestler, but he could definitely go out there and make shit funny. Remember, the Awesome Truth was one of the best tag teams of 2012.
Just the original Little Jimmy stuff he did.
Pigeons. Spiders.
Yeah, that stuff was gold. Mm-hmm.
Dolph Ziggler comes out to present the breakout star of the year. Another one I was pretty shocked about went to Neville, who came out and said, two lines, Kevin Owens interrupts him, makes Neville look like a total bitch. Basically just tells him to get lost, and Neville's like,
Whatever,
okay.
Shut up, Kevin.
You wonder why Neville won that? Because Kevin Owens is not on the Neville level.
That's because he's not a babyface. That's entirely why Neville won.
Oh, well, Seth Rollins won, so you really can't use that argument.
No, but Rollins was so far above the rest of the people, you know?
Well, wasn't everyone,
shit.
Was everyone eligible for the Superstar of the Year?
Yeah.
Yes.
But they only showed like seven people. And like,
oh, that was just favoritism.
Yeah, of course. It's a damn shame that someone...
They showed. What are you talking about? They showed a lot of people.
They showed pretty much everybody in a quick clip kind of thing, but then they only showed about 10 people as like...
They showed more than 10. What are you talking about? They showed everyone from like Undertaker, Kane, Sting, The New Day... All the Shield members, they went and, like
they showed
pretty much everybody in that. Yeah,
I don't even remember them seeing.
Did they get everyone because they showed a clip of the Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal?
They actually had like a little like clip along with the person's name, and they had it done for like maybe 20 people. They did it for a lot of people.
I didn't even notice it.
It was weird the placement of that on the card though. Like, what was
I think they knew where the ratings peak was going to be, and that's where they scheduled it for.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Because they know how much the ratings tend to drop in that third hour. Why would you want to put that there? So you put, like, sort of the secondary most prestigious award there.
Did they do that last year?
I know they've done it before. I don't know if it was last year, but I know they had Match of the Year as the last one before.
Was last year the one where they did a match to determine the winner? Or was that like a couple years ago? I can't remember. Like one of them was really ridiculous.
They had a match to determine a winner?
Yeah. They did something along those lines last year. Like there was a match and then like they would do the award after the match and depending on who won, a certain something would happen and yeah. That's why the Slammies fucking suck.
No, it was something like the five candidates all competed and I think John Cena won. And then that meant that he was the Superstar of the Year.
Whoa, too bad Roman Reigns won Superstar of the Year. Am I right, Tony? Huh? Hmm. Am I right?
Well, we were talking about Breakout Star of the Year, which Kevin Owens was not happy that Neville won. He comes out and talks about how pissed off he is. Sees Dolph Ziggler smirking on the side. They end up brawling on the stage. Apparently they've been at odds for a few weeks.
Oh, I know.
Yeah, I have never.
Yeah, I never caught wind of that. Maybe it was through Twitter or some shit.
Backstage, you just had some arguments.
Yeah. Well, at least they make good use of it where it's set up a match later in the night. So
they did have a match later tonight, which they showed a replay of the segment during the middle of that match. These replays are getting out of hand.
Mm-hmm. They got to know what their philosophy is. Like, if somebody's backstage going, well, they're not going to know what happened earlier on in the night. Let's show them that. If they didn't know, then they should have fucking watched Raw. Or they could have DVR'd it and gone back and watched it. Or you could just flat out tell them. You don't need to show them.
That's what you have commentators for.
Right. It's not like it was, like, super important where you wouldn't have, like, understood the idea of these two people are having a random-ass match. Like, if you were to jump into it and it would be a title match to determine who stays on the roster and who gets fired, then yeah, that's going to be a different story. You're going to need to want to catch people up. But these two had nothing on the line, no story going into this other than just like, hey, buddy, fuck you. Hey, no, fuck you. And Neville in the back's like, I wish I could get involved in this.
You're not my buddy, guy.
Wish someone would tell me to fuck off.
Stupid. This is ridiculous. And I like both these guys, but this was not a night of actually watching the show for any of the matches or anything.
No, because their match was very bland. Mm-hmm. I'm sure they were rushed and people just probably didn't seem to care, so it just didn't come across too great. Kevin Owens wins via pop-up powerbomb out of nowhere. All right. Mm-hmm. I don't know if this is going to be something continuing forward. Does that mean Dolph Ziggler is going to challenge for the... Oh, I know.
Can't.
Never mind.
I got so used to that.
He is, though, I think. I think that they mentioned that tomorrow night's
there's a
live
triple
threat SmackDown. So see, I knew what I was talking about.
Triple threat, right?
Yeah. You know, when Kevin Owens came out for the award that he didn't win, I was like, where the fuck is his IC title? And I completely forgot Dean Ambrose won it at TLC. So yeah. They're doing a really good job of keeping me up to date on shit.
Was Dean Ambrose even on Raw last week?
Maybe.
I know he never came to the aid of Roman Reigns, which was weird.
Kevin Owens wasn't on Raw for a number of weeks when he was IC champ. I remember that.
Oh, yeah, he had like a cold or something. Some other matches we had tonight, we had Bray Wyatt versus Kane, which was all of 20 seconds long. The Wyatt family attacks Kane, which causes the Dudley Boys and Tommy Dreamer to run out to save Kane.
What was a damn shame. They kept Tommy Dreamer instead of Rhino. Fuck that.
Why do they care about Kane?
I don't know. I completely forgot he wasn't on Raw for the past month or two. How was he, where was he at since Survivor Series? Like, was he just not there? Or was there a storyline?
I don't know. Maybe he was in hell.
Well, he is still the Demon Kane. They want everyone to know at some point Corporate Kane will be back. But right now,
yeah, if he's the devil's favorite demon, don't you think that the devil wants some alone time with him once in a while? Mm-hmm.
Maybe they just sit back in hell and, you know, just have a couple cocktails, talk about some demon shit that they've been doing lately.
They have a hell of a time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's just been absent, and he could have stayed absent. I would have rather had seen him return to the Royal Rumble.
If this just ends up being a continuation of this story where we have a 4-on-4 match just with Kane instead of Rhino at the Royal Rumble. Mm-hmm. Oh, no.
Especially because, like Drew said, I would have rather had Rhino in there than Tommy Dreamer, too.
Absolutely. And his ugly-ass pants.
Yeah.
Wasn't this past year's Rumble that you guys were at, didn't they have, like, four tag team matches on that card?
No.
I felt like it because I knew they had like the Ascension one, tag team, and then they had a pre-show one.
That was the pre-show one, wasn't it?
Fuck, I don't know.
New Day was a pre-show. They had the Ascension against New Age Outlaws. They had the triple threat for the world title.
Hmm.
Was there a Divas like tag team match? Like Bella's versus
Paige? Oh, it might have been, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That might have been when we were sitting there going, well, should we take pictures of the crowd and...
What crowd? Wouldn't everyone leave for that match?
No.
Oh.
No, everybody was stuck at the beginning of it and missed the pre-show.
Mm-hmm.
Damn it.
So that led to an 8-man tag match. Typical Raw 8-man tag match. Nothing to say here. Wyatt Family got the victory on this. I believe Luke Harper got the pin. Nothing to see here, folks.
Mm. Why?
Alberto Del Rio went against Jack Swagger. My first note I put in this is OMG, who cares?
Jack Swagger cares.
The League of Nations just destroy Jack Swagger after this match. They pose that over on top of him. Jack Swagger was just a sacrificial lamb to make the League of Nations look stronger.
And, you know, when they got that main event, the League of Nations definitely all got their ass kicked by one guy. That was the champ.
A lot of good that did then, yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, just two down, one to go.
We had New Day versus the Usos. As I said, the Usos won this despite having the odds against them in a 3-on-2 handicap match.
I thought that was stupid. New Day should have won. I know what they're trying to do with, like, Stephanie getting pissed off and attacking Todd Phillips at the end of the night. If that was him, I don't even remember, but fuck me. New Day should have won that match.
Again, kind of like, just who cares at this point, you know? I love the New Day. I like the Usos, but this was pointless.
So, apparently, we've been saying Crichton's name wrong.
What?
It's Creton. Creton.
We apologize.
Creton.
I would like to point out that I never said your Creton? Name, so it's those two problems.
Are we saying it right now? Creton? Creton?
Creton.
Creton.
Creton. I'm pretty sure it's not Creton.
I don't think it's Creton.
I hope it is.
It's not even remotely like how he spelled it out in there.
Well, I hope it's not Creton, because that's not a good thing.
Yeah, no. Isn't that like one of those words like Chris Jericho used to use? Like,
right.
Cretans.
It's kind of like saying you're pronouncing it wrong. It's actually poser or something like that. I hope I'm not going to be calling you Cretan from now on. Maybe it's Creton, like you were saying. Or Creton.
Yeah, like, because he capitalized the T, so I'm thinking that there's an emphasis on it.
Creton. You're still Creton.
Creton. Creton. Creton champion.
Or maybe we should just pronounce it dash, 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 T, dash, dash.
Well, then we need to get Vix back here.
Yeah. Oh, I don't like that guy. Where's he been?
Where you been, Dane?
Maybe he was a believer type of guy. Maybe he was offended.
Another match for the League of Nations was Neville against Rusev. Miz was on commentary, but Rusev gets the easy victory here. Again, nothing more to say.
Just another way to make Neville look like shit.
Is anyone else digging or looking forward to whatever thing they're doing with the Miz and Neville?
No.
You know, they had me intrigued for a bit, but they had like the backstage.
No, never.
I know they had a backstage segment with some guy.
No, I don't even want to listen to you talking about it right now.
I'm sorry.
Like, that's how disinterested in it I am.
I bet. I will shut up.
We had a Divas match of the night, Brie Bella against Becky Lynch. I actually have blank notes on this. I don't even know who won.
No, I don't know who won either because I left. I left to go take a piss. I'm like, I don't, you know.
Who did the?
I'm gonna guess Becky Lynch lost, but I'm not sure.
Did who did the Raw like review for Smart Guy Moment?
I'm gonna have to piggyback off of Caden's notes there.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing. Free plug for Caden. Good for you.
Yeah, nice job, as always.
Yeah. Becky Lynch wins via submission. He says, good match. I'm a huge Becky fan, and anytime a Bella loses is a good thing. Or good time.
Hey, it's
well, all right.
Yeah, so good for Becky Lynch.
All right, we have one last match to talk about here. It was Sheamus against Dean Ambrose in a steel cage match. Awfully convenient that they had that steel cage set up there when Stephanie McMahon wanted to make this match.
Yeah. When she said there was going to be hell to pay, I was just thinking to myself, how great would it be if she just, like, you know, out of the blue went, because that cage that's hanging up there is now going to be hell to sell. Guys, start working.
This match wasn't bad, actually. I gotta say, there was a good story they told throughout that until they got to the end when it was just a lot of Roman Reigns taking out five guys by himself, or four guys, in a steel cage match. I had this confidence at one point, not long ago, that we were getting this era in WWE where it was going to be similar to the Ruthless Aggression era, and rather than having one big guy, it would be a smattering of guys. You know, there would be like 8 to 10 relatively good big names that you had running the show, and it was just going to be all those guys working together.
Three members of the Shield, Kevin Owens, Cesaro maybe, John Cena, of course, still.
New Day.
And no, it is so obvious they are just 100% putting all their cards on Roman Reigns.
I don't blame him. He's been getting a very good reaction since he's won the title.
Oh, finally.
Took him long enough, but yeah.
And they've done everything for this guy. I am actually 100% shocked he didn't get Superstar of the Year, because the thing that made it different to me is the fact that they said everybody is eligible. So I'm just thinking in my head, oh, so Roman Reigns wins and they could just boast about how he won over everybody. You know, not just like four or five other guys, over everybody.
He beat everybody, stupid. You know, I don't know. Like, I like the idea that Roman Reigns is getting a push. He just shouldn't get the only push. And whenever they do it, it depends on anybody. I mean, whether I like the guy or not, because I like Roman Reigns. I want to see him as champion. I want him to succeed. But whether I like the guy or not, if that is the only person that they put any focal point on, it gets tiresome. I mean, the time that I stopped watching wrestling was when it was only The Rock and Stone Cold. And I liked Rock and Stone Cold. They were two of my favorites of all time. But I got tired of seeing them. And I completely think that people are justified when they did that with John Cena. So if they do that with Roman Reigns, if they do that with Kevin Owens, if they did it with Dolph Ziggler or any of the people that I like, it would get to a point where after a while I'd be like, all right, can you fucking show me somebody else? Like, because that's the type of thing that gets them into problems. If that guy gets injured, then they're screwed. Keep yourself open to some more options. Don't put all your eggs in one basket.
So next year when Seth Rollins returned, it's going to be the Shield type of year, right?
Oh, yeah, even more so than this year was.
I just hope Dan Ambrose doesn't get screwed over as much as he did this year.
Well, and tonight was just a perfect example of that. He won a steel cage match against the former WWE champion. You wouldn't fucking know it. Did they even play his music, or did they play Roman Reigns' music? I don't even remember.
I don't know, actually.
Seems like one of those situations where they probably would have played Roman Reigns. This was a very missable show. So if you're just one of those people who are only listening to us, I'm going to tell you, pass. Matter of fact, someone posted in the Mega Maniacs chat saying that they had just gotten out of seeing Star Wars and asked if they should bother trying to catch up. And my response to them was, yeah, you should rewatch Star Wars instead.
I believe that was Kenneth Cade. And I hope that he went just back, turned around, and watched another showing of Star Wars.
Boy. Well, we ran through things really fast here tonight, guys, and we're going to wrap it up. We're burnt out after this Raw. We love talking to you, but we're going to get things going on towards the end here. We're going to do the good, bad, and the ugly. If you have a good, bad, and ugly, drop it in the chat. Remember, this is the good, bad, and ugly, where we talk about the best part of the show, the worst part of the show, and the most must-avoid part of the show. Should be some interesting ones for this. It is the good, the bad, and the ugly. Drop your good, bad, and uglies in the chat, and we'll get to those. First, we'll read the hosts. Let's go, Drew. Drew, what's your GBU?
My G would definitely be Seth Rollins' speech and the fact that he won Superstar of the Year out of everyone who could have possibly won it. Very stoked that they went with him, who beat both Roman Reigns and Brock Lesnar in the main event. Granted, cash in, but still. Great moment, and his speech afterwards definitely gets me pumped for when Seth hopefully returns soon. My bad. Definitely the 8-man tag match in the Bray Wyatt Kane shit. It was just, they could have done something else instead of that. I didn't even realize the Dudleys were still part of the company. I just thought that they were just going to fade away into obscurity, but nope. Fucking Tommy Dreamer. And then for my ugly, it's goddamn Santino. Casino's the type of guy who probably Vince thinks he's the funniest fucker ever, but definitely not tonight.
I bet he does. He's probably like brings him around to parties. Like, oh, you got to hear what Santino just said.
Did you hear that ass?
And everyone else has got to act like it's funny too.
Vince. Vince thinks it's funny. Great. Yeah, he's doing the train thing again. Sweet.
Tony, you're good, bad, and ugly.
Now I'm just picturing Vince going, oh, if you think that was funny, let me bring in my son-in-law. He's got this great impression of Wade Barrett. my good. It's going to be a tie, actually. Part of it goes to the half, I would say, of the awards presentation that Nikki Bella was a part of. Not only because she looked ridiculously hot, but I do like how they referenced the Miss Universe thing. That was funny. The other tie part of it is, oddly enough, jolly old St. Mick and what I'm going to dub Noelph. Because I like the idea that Mick Foley loves being Santa Claus. He did that 365 Days of Christmas thing where he wore Christmas stuff every day of the year. He clearly plays the part pretty well. For little kids, this is a type of thing that's actually kind of cool and whatever. And I like that they would throw in little references to stuff like that now and again. And I liked how he even did the little pop at the end, the cheap pop of like, you know, Merry Christmas to everybody, especially all those there and wherever the hell they were. So I like that kind of stuff. I mean, they've gone ridiculous with that kind of crap overboard before. This was the right level of it. The bad, I'm going to give it to something we haven't mentioned tonight because we usually don't mention this kind of stuff because they're kind of, you know, just in the background or whatever. But if you're a fan of Roman Reigns, learn how to spell his name. Because there was somebody in the crowd with a sign that said Roman Regins. And it was just like, what the hell, man?
So you say Regins? I was going to say Regins.
Regins? Either way, Roman Regins. Completely wrong. Roman Regins. At that point, scrap the sign, turn it around if you need to or whatever, unless they did a worse job on the back and that was like, well, I guess this is the best one we'll have. Don't make a sign if you don't know how to spell people's names, especially because it's all over the internet that you can double check it. And the ugly, originally I was going to give this to the Three Olives commercial that I can't stand anymore. I don't know if anybody else watches that commercial pop up all the time, but it keeps showing up. That and the anti-smoking dubstep thing. So sick of tired of those two. But
is that one the hookah one that they've been starting to do recently?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, annoying as hell.
I will say that they are technically true. I think hookah smoking is way worse for you than...
Oh, no, they're all true. They're just the commercial's fucking obnoxious. Annoying.
Well, they're trying to get your attention. It's not like, hey, come on.
Drew, stop defending it.
It sucks. The Three Olives one's really bad, too, though. The dude who's like a vampire or something. I don't know. But my ugly, actually, by the end of the night, I changed it to something else. It was just the overall presentation of the awards this year. We had Neville being punked out, looking like a complete bitch. The only person who looked worse the entire night was Tom Phillips. We had half the awards were online or on the pre-show instead of on the show itself. It's like, you do that with the Oscars for the awards that nobody gives a shit about, like best technical improvement on sound design management or whatever. Like, you shouldn't do that with the Slammy Awards. If you want people to vote, have it to where it actually matters. And it was just a blah show. Like, there was nothing really that positive about this episode. So, ugly's pretty much everything.
Out of the chat, we got a Silent Wind of Doom saying the good Star Wars was awesome, although he also enjoyed R-Truth tonight. Bad, Dean's match was another excuse for Roman to go over on Sheamus. And ugly, the clusterfuck that was the booking for Wyatt's and Kane. The most shocking moment Noms reminded me how well it started. What?
Hmm?
What? All right, well, my good, bad, and ugly. My good, I am going to give to the very ending when we had Stephanie McMahon beating the shit out of Tom Phillips. We didn't even mention that on our going through with this, but that was a really fun little moment where Tom Phillips goes to get Stephanie McMahon's opinion on Dean Ambrose winning that cage match, and Stephanie McMahon just starts throwing hands at him like crazy. It wasn't even like graceful slaps on like she did to Roman Reigns a few weeks ago over and over.
Who?
This was just throwing arms.
Who did she do it to?
Wasn't that Tom Phillips?
Roman who?
Roman, oh, Roman Reigns.
Reigns, oh, okay.
Okay. Roman Rogaines. So that was fun. My bad, I'm going to give to that 8-man tag. That was just dreadful. And my ugly, I'm going to give to those pants that Tommy Dreamer keeps wearing. They're fucking hideous. I don't have a favorite commercial tonight. I could barely pay attention to actual Raw, let alone when the commercials are running. So I have to let you guys down on that. But we'll do a game of tap out. And my tap out this time. So the only connection I could come for why the Dudleys and Tommy Dreamer came out to save Kane is because Kane is technically a former ECW champion. A WWE CW champion, though. So our tap out this week is WWE CW champions, meaning people who won the ECW title while it was under the WWE flag. All right?
Ugh, God, this is going to be a pain.
All right, Tony, you start us off.
Tommy Dreamer?
Sure.
CM Drew? Punk.
Christian.
Rob Van Dam.
Ezekiel Jackson.
Bobby Lashley.
Matt Hardy.
Chavo.
Mark Henry.
Kane.
Jack Swagger.
Damn it. Have you said Christian?
Yeah.
Fuck. That Mr. McMahon.
Oh, I'll allow it. Go.
Johnny Nitro.
Matt Hardy.
Already said.
I don't even think there's anyone else at that point.
Yeah, I'm out of people at that point.
If I said vacated, I'm pretty sure they vacated the title at one point.
Is there anybody else?
There's got to be other people.
Oh, boy. Let's see.
Rhino, maybe? Did he win it?
I don't think he ever won it when it was in ECW. I probably should have pulled up a list. WCW.
Oh, Big Show.
Oh, that's right.
It's Bobby Lashley be a Big Show, right?
Yeah.
And then, who beat Jack Swagger? Was that Matt Hardy?
I think it was Christian, maybe.
Oh, wait, maybe that was Christian.
I think that was, like, when Christian returned the first time. That was, like, the big thing that they did. And winning the ECW title.
Wow, I guess there is nobody else. Yeah, besides Big Show, that's the only other person we missed.
Yeah, this didn't win it, right?
Who?
Miz didn't?
No, he won the, he was tag team champion when he was in there.
Oh, yeah, with Morrison.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Pretty good job, guys, but Tony is the winner of this week's tap out. So Tony gets to decide how Drew is going to read our plugs. If you have anything in the chat to throw out there, throw it out real quick. But Tony, you're going to get to decide that. Actually, we don't have anything else to do. So we're actually going to have to end to that now. Tony, what do you want to make Drew do?
All right, because I know Drew would like to do this kind of a voice. I'm going to throw him a bone here. Do it in the voice of somebody who's doing an awards show.
Okay. Testing 1, 2, 3.
Like the voiceover or the guy presenting the award?
In a world.
Yeah, since you did like the in a world. Do it like had that guy earlier in the Slammy Awards was like, the 2015 Slammy Awards are presented by, or whatever, like that kind of crap.
Yeah. Here is Santino awarding the LOL moment of the year.
Ladies and gentlemen, the plugs for the second last show of Raw, or the Monday Night Raw post show, is brought to you in part by Slim Jims and Coca-Cola. Now, winner of the SmartGalMoment.com Host of the Year, totally not Tony Mango, but since this is rigged, check out Smart Gal Moment by Fanboys Anonymous and all that shit Tony Mango does on the side. Remember, always vote, never stop. Mikey P, Swaggy P of the Year, goes to Mikey P. As also, go to MegaPowersRadio.com, check out the Mega Maniacs on Facebook. That should be presented. Fuck Coca-Cola. This plugs was presented by the Mega Maniacs. And for winner of Superstar of the Year, Drew White will say, Drews of White at Twitter, McFrickin' Nugget on YouTube, and Premier Pounds, you don't win shit. Buck Santino, I'm out.
All right, did anybody actually get that?
Is that too close to the mic?
No, you just didn't make any sense. No.
That's how it normally goes, so.
All right, well, if you enjoyed this edition of the Raw Post Show, I'm surprised, but I promise they'll get better as we have better Raws. We're all just pretty drained after this one. It's also the holiday season, so you know, we're all focused on that. We hope the holidays are going well for you guys, though. It's been crazy. We're heading our way into 2016, where we're going to continue doing all we do for you guys and continue trying to improve. A matter of fact, you guys, if you are not paying attention to what we got going on outside of the show right here, meaning if you are not following us on Twitter, on Facebook, or a part of the Mega Maniacs Facebook group, you need to do so. There's going to be some changes likely happening over the next few months involving Mega Powers Radio and a number of the projects we do here. So you want to be paying attention to that, so you're going to know how to find us. If you go in there, it's going to be very easy. You're never going to not know when an episode is airing or when something is posted. We always keep people up to date with that stuff there. If you're not there, you might be lost, and you're going to have a hard time finding episodes at some point. We don't want that. We like having you guys a part of what we do here. So, search Facebook for The Mega Maniacs, or follow us on Twitter at Mega Powers Radio, and you'll be able to keep up to date with all those things going down. If you enjoyed the show, join us next week and every week following Raw. MegaPowersRadio.com is the place to be. Follow us on iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn Radio, YouTube, all places our podcasts are found. And you can easily find links to all these on our archived home on SmartCoutMoment.com. Until next week, folks, I'm Mike Payton for Drew White, for Anthony Mango, and for all the folks who couldn't be here, and for all you listening tonight, I hope y'all have a very happy holiday season, and we'll catch y'all on the flip-flop.